24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. Vibe is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. And it's also short for the word vibration, because I always want to check in on your vibe, the feeling that you're projecting out to the world, because what you vibrate outwards is what you will attract. So if you're in your kitchen, in your bedroom, if you're driving, anywhere that you are right now, I want you to think about, what am I thinking right now? Because if you're thinking negative thoughts, you will attract negative circumstances. And if you're thinking positive thoughts, well, you'll attract the same. So to get yourself back into alignment, ask yourself, what do I want? I'm here in London. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning and I can see the sun is shining. We've recently had Storm Dennis, but this morning it's lovely and calm. Now on Sunday I spoke on a subject entitled Single is Not a Problem to be Solved, and I thought I'd like to share it with you today because it was a really powerful talk and I felt that it impacted people in a way that perhaps I didn't fully anticipate. And it's always lovely to have a live audience that can give you feedback straight away and you know whether you're adding value, which is always my intention. As you know, I love to serve. So I wanted to expand on the topic today. And so let's explore it. Single is not a problem to be solved. Now, a couple of days ago, Friday, in fact, last week, we celebrated Valentine's Day here in London. And Valentine's is a day that represents love. But you know, it's always wonderful to know that I serve a God that is love. And when you're a single person, oftentimes, like myself, I'm approached as if, and I'm sure many others are, as if being single is a problem to be solved. And I'm asked the question, on many occasions, why is a beautiful and intelligent woman like you single? And, you know, I get that kind of, that never mind kind of look, a sympathetic, imaginary pat on the head, as if to say, don't worry, you know, a man will come along. And my response is always the same. I would rather marry long than wrong. You see, I'm waiting for my king that will recognize me as his queen. But in the meantime, what am I doing in the meantime? Well, as I date occasionally and I learn about my industry and my craft and the psychology aspect of it and the vibrational aspect of it and really tuning into my vision and coaching women, you know, I see my singleness as part of my vocation, part of the reason, part of the calling of why I'm here. And if I wasn't single, I wouldn't be able to truly empathize with the people that I've been called here to serve. So let's not forget that being single is part of the process. Embrace it. And what I love about being single is that it really is about being in an intimate relationship with you, with yourself. It allows you to do that. And it, in fact, it's the most important relationship you will ever experience in your life. And I wouldn't see that as a problem. You see, the problem starts when your desire for a relationship is fueled by the discomfort of being with yourself. You see, it's really important, essential, that you be happy and feel free whilst being single. So at church on Sunday, I broke the word single down into an acronym to explain the salient, the importantness of being single and to embrace that as being part of the journey. So let's delve in. So S is for self-exploration, self-discovery, self-love. And self-love is actually about letting go. It's a spiritual process where an undoing takes place over a period of time. It's a renewing of the mind. And when you think about it, God created us unique. I can just imagine him there, just to bring a picture to your mind, creating you, putting all your limbs together, putting in the seeds of your purpose, looking at you and thinking, right, that's enough, that's good enough, putting his stamp of approval on you and stating, very good. You know, the Bible tells us that we are wonderfully made, that we are a masterpiece. So spiritual growth is very much about acknowledging that. You see, when God created you, he created you perfect, and you can't add anything to that which is already perfect. Spiritual growth is about letting go of the filters, the beliefs that we have adopted. We were born into sin, born into a world where we've taken on beliefs about ourselves that isn't true, that gives us a false perception of ourselves. And so your spiritual growth is about letting go of the filters that we have that tell us otherwise, that tell us that we are not perfect in his sight. And really, that's actually buying into an illusion. So we need to let go. We need to learn to let go of those beliefs, those filters that do not serve us. So that's why I use God's word as my guide, because God's word is truth. In the Bible, it tells us to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Spiritual growth, when you really get into it, it's sassy. It'll have you walking around feeling like a trophy when you embrace all that God has blessed you with. Because then you can really adopt the attitude of, I am not a counterfeit, I am an original. And you know that anything that is an original is of extreme high value. And even if you're lost right now, you don't know where you're going, you're confused, maybe you've come from an abusive background, maybe your father wasn't absent, your mother wasn't absent, and you don't feel like you're... Just know that even though you're lost, you haven't lost your value. So You have to learn to love yourself. You need to learn to embrace yourself, because let me tell you, you can never love another person beyond how you love yourself. Because we are one. We may appear disconnected, but we are one. And it's about increasing the awareness that you have of yourself, the true identity you have of yourself. And I've just touched on the second part of the acronym, the I for identity. Really having your identity in how God sees you, not how the world sees you. And becoming intimate with yourself. And stop identifying yourself as your relationship status. And understanding, really getting to grips with knowing that your self-worth comes from the inside and not from a ring on your finger. You know, your self-worth, which is your identity, wrapped up in your identity, it doesn't come from a man's approval. It doesn't come from a woman's approval. And remember, you are not your relationship status. And the N. What is the N? Well, the N is no. No. Yes is a powerful word, but no is also powerful. And we have to say no to anyone that doesn't recognize your worth. You have to say no because you don't want your worth to be depreciated. You have to say no to violation of your boundaries. Think about it. If you didn't have your boundaries, it would be so easy, and we often do that in the process of finding ourselves. We cave into other people's expectations of us. We cave into other people's standards of us. The standards that they set, and not the expectations that you have of yourself. Number one rule, never abandon yourself. Never abandon yourself. So say no to people violating your boundaries. Set your boundaries and implement them. And the G is forgiving. In life, you have to learn how to give to yourself. Because you can't give from an empty cup. You have to fill your cup up. And how do you do that? What do you fill your cup up with? Well, get in touch with the gifts that God has blessed you with, that He has placed within you. Explore the gifts. Use them. Implement them. And it will be like a baby walking and falling, as you find your way. What are your talents? What are your hobbies? What activities do you like to participate in that give you joy? What are you working on? Is it a book? Coincidentally, I have a new book coming out called The Difference, so stay tuned to that. That will be released in May of this year. What are you doing that makes you feel exuberant? Are you going to the gym? What are you doing that makes you feel alive? And when you give to yourself in that way, you can begin to appreciate yourself. You know, often we go around in life, we want to hear thank you from others more than we're thanking ourselves. We want to hear I love you more than you are loving yourself. You want to hear well done more than you hear it from yourself. You have to appreciate yourself. You have to teach people how to treat you by first setting an example of how you treat yourself. Because I tell you something, when you can wake up in the morning and you have nothing to protect and nothing to hide, then you can choose with apology, with no apology, who you choose to be. And I mean, in that same vein, accepting your flaws. You know, sometimes you can go through a relationship, it doesn't work out, and you overanalyze and you think, why me, why me, why me? Why did this happen? Am I good enough? And you are good enough. And it's just that part of you that is trying to protect you. So love that part of you also. Thank that part of you that's just been there trying to protect you. And the L is the opposite of abundance. You know, as human beings, we can easily slip into a lack mindset. And that's why I always talk about check your vibe. Are you focusing on what you don't want? You see, don't focus on what you don't have. Don't focus on that, because what you focus on, you will attract. Whatever you give your faith to, you will attract. You know, in the world, we call it the law of attraction, but at church. And you know, it's actually faith. It's faith that we're talking about. You know, there's a verse in the Bible, Matthew 13:12. For to the one who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. So what's that actually saying? What is that saying? It's saying that there is a law that if you feel that you have, then by law, more will be given to you. However, if you feel that you have not, that what you have will be taken away. Can you see why the word feel is so important? You see, if you feel that you don't have, it's a language, your feelings is a language. God's universe says, oh, is that how you want to feel? I feel your vibration. I'm going to give you more reason to feel that way. So let me take away what you actually have. And what can be taken away from someone, for example, who isn't in a relationship status? What are you doing in that moment when you're obsessing about your lack of that relationship status or that heartbreak or what hasn't worked out in your life? You've lost the connection that you have with yourself. You've stopped filling up your cup. Some of us were lying in bed feeling depressed. And yes, you can go through that for a moment, but know that you're going to stand and you're going to rise and you're going to focus on what you do have so that it will multiply. So that it will multiply. So focus on what you do have, and that is an intimate relationship with yourself. And then there's E, which is the last part of the acronym. And E is for equipped. You know, what's amazing about our God is that when he knitted us in the womb, he completed us in our entirety, in line with our purpose, complete in his sight, equipped with all that you need, perfect in his sight. The problem starts is that when you have a perception that you are less than perfect in his sight, and you walk in the feeling tone of that, the energy of that, it is that path that will lead you to brokenness. That's why having God's word in your life, that truth, is so important. Because walking into that energy of brokenness is an illusion. It's a lie of who you are. And when you do that, you can't bring your broken self, perception of self, into a relationship and expect it to work. Because you will attract like energy from another person. And what that leads to is a codependent relationship, where you're both seeking the other piece in the other person as opposed to coming together whole. So your spiritual growth is about recognizing that you are equipped, and that it's essential that you do that whilst being single on your journey. You know, when you think of a baby and the way a baby walks, just observing it, a baby falls down, then you see the little legs, they get up again, and the baby's just learned how to, oh, okay, I'll just move my hand like this, and I'll just move my foot like that. I'll learn better how to orient myself, and the baby drops again, and then the baby gets up, and it does it again. Oh, if I move my leg like this and my hand like this and I hold my body like this, and then the baby drops again. And from the loving eyes of a parent, you look at the child, and it never occurs to you to think, well, that the child has failed. Do you? You see, the child has won, and through the dropping down, it's not failure, it's learning. And you observe that it's all part of the process. Both go hand in hand. It's yin and yang, isn't it? Darkness needs light. Light needs darkness. You don't know left until you know right. You don't know up until you know down. We live in a world of duality. And that's what it's like when you're when you're on this planet, here to do your purpose. Relationship status or single is all part of the process, all part of the journey. And really understanding that you're here to run your own race. It's not about looking at the other person and thinking, oh, they're in a relationship, that means I should be in one too. You don't know the purpose for which they were created. So don't fall into the trap of comparison. Embrace that which has been given to you. Focus on all the attributes that you have. And understand that in fact, that in being equipped, you are perfectly packaged for your purpose. You know, as a child, and I'm sure you all know the story, there's the story of the hare and the tortoise, or the rabbit and the tortoise, and they're both set off on this race. And the hare bolts for it. And it looks at the tortoise as if to say, come on, it's so obvious I'm going to run this race. And the tortoise makes its first move. It's very slow and it makes its first move. And it's just trundling along. And then we see the hare where it's so confident, so relaxed that it decides to sit down and fall asleep. And what happens? The tortoise ambles forward, step by step, persistent, doing its thing. And ultimately, it crosses the finishing line. And when the hare wakes up, it realizes that the tortoise has won the race. You see, what the tortoise did is it won its race with itself. It didn't think about the hare or the rabbit. It just put one foot in front of the other in alignment with what it wanted to achieve. So why did I tell you that story? Because it's not about comparing yourself with another and where they are on their journey. Where they are on their journey has nothing to do with you.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.